I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I think this is a pretty common problem in most offices, you know, where you come in, you bring in your lunch, you set it in the refrigerator, and maybe it was leftovers from last night, and all you're doing from the time you get into work is you can't wait till 11:30 or noon just to dig into your leftovers from last night, man. You are so stoked, and you're almost watching the minutes on the clock until you can get back into those leftovers. So you go, finally noon arrives, you rush on into the kitchen, open up the fridge in the office, and somebody has stolen your food, man. There's nothing more frustrating than that. Well, we have a guy here at the office that apparently has been going through this for some time. And this is how he decided to handle it, because we all got the email, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It says, I noticed a few weeks ago that someone was stealing my frozen pancakes out of the refrigerator in the kitchen. Last week, instead of sending an email asking someone not to take what's not theirs, I decided to add a special surprise to the two pancakes that were left in the box. As I suspected, the pancakes were gone this morning. Whoever you are, I hope that you enjoyed them. Maybe next time you will think twice about taking what's not yours. The brilliant part of this email is he never says what he's done to the pancakes.
And everyone in the office is riveted. You should see the reply to all emails.
It's beautiful. So if you have ever been the victim of this and you decided to do something about it and whatever you did actually worked in the office, give us a call right now, 404-741-1005.
True, true story. When I first moved to Atlanta, I worked over at Turner Broadcasting, and one of my buddies, Jane, over at Turner Broadcasting, she would just bring orange juice in. True, true story. She would bring orange juice in, and that would be her morning drink when she got in the office. And there, it's not that somebody would take it, but somebody would actually open up her orange juice, drink it, drink part of it, and then put the unused, undrunk portion back into the refrigerator. So it wasn't even taking the whole thing. So this happened consistently. She never found out who it was, and she got so mad one morning that she took her orange juice, drank part of it, went to the restroom, filled it back up to the brim, put it back in the refrigerator. She peed in her orange juice, put it back in the refrigerator, and later on that day, sure enough, somebody had drank it, but it never happened again.
Is that right?
Yeah. So they must have got a little stomachache that day. True story.
Hey, Rhonda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Oh, my gosh, I got so sick of a man in my office eating lunch. I put a new unused tampon in my lunchbox, and it warded them off like garlic does a vampire.
Brilliant.
That is awesome.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Garlic does a vampire. I love it.
Thank you for your call.
Mine was actually not in the workplace. It was in the sorority house, because at the sorority house, obviously all the girls were sharing the refrigerator. And so I was actually staying with one of my friends one night at her sorority house, and she had a problem with people eating her food. So when we were out, we knew we were going to be taking her food back to the house and putting it in the refrigerator. She said, you know what? I know if I put this in the fridge, somebody is going to eat it tonight, and it's not going to be there for lunch tomorrow. And I said, well, why don't we take care of it? I happened to be sick that week, and I went deep down in my chest.
Oh, God.
Hopped up a big one and spit it on the sandwich. And we put that bun back on top and put it back in the fridge. Literally, it was gone the next day. So the next chapter meeting, she stood up and said, okay, well, whoever ate my sandwich, you guys had a little surprise in there, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Never said what the surprise was.
Never said what it was, but it was definitely a big, nice,
nasty.
That is gross.
I think that's a great way to do it because your thoughts are always going to be way worse than actually really what happened.
A chewy loogie is kind of gross.
That's pretty bad.
We did the same thing to somebody who was stealing lunches. This is back in high school. Out of somebody's locker, they were like stealing sandwiches out and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So we, it was like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So we made opened the sandwich up and cut the tip off a pen and put ink all over the, jelly. Cause you wouldn't be able to tell blue ink on grape jelly or whatever it was like some dark color jelly. And we were easily able to identify. We actually got in trouble though, cause we could have poisoned them, but we were easily able to identify it by the blue.
That kid never felt more like an idiot in his whole life.
That's great. Good morning, Kevin. You're on the Burt Show, all the hits Q100. Hi.
Good morning, you guys. How are y'all this morning?
Excellent, man.
I've got one for you. I was a field mechanic for a construction company, and we used to have problems with one worker stealing drinks off the back of our trucks and stuff. So one afternoon, we had a drink. We had went to Quick Trip and got a big quart cup, and we drank our drink, got rid of the ice and stuff. We put dog poo in it.
Oh, dude.
Well, when it started to rain, it rained that afternoon. He ran by and grabbed the cup. Needless to say, everybody that he carpooled with would not let him ride in the car with them anymore. And he did not steal anybody else's drink after that one.
It worked. You know what? If you're stealing somebody else's food, to me, you know what?
You're taking
all
a chance.
All bets are off.
That's right.
All bets
are
totally off.
You're stealing
off.
Food.
Do what you want. Good morning, Kevin. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Yeah, I've worked in a warehouse, and I always bring my own Cokes in and put them in the refrigerator. And there's about 50 people in the warehouse. Well, my drinks kept coming up missing, so one day I went to one of these little Mexican Spanish stores that are everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Ask them for the hottest jalapenos they had, and just cut it up and rubbed it all over the drink and all over the lid. Whoever drank my drink the next time had a burning lip.
Nice. Oh,
that's really good revenge.
Did you ever get to call them out? Like, was there somebody in the office screaming because of the jalapeno juice?
Nope.
So
they never. I guess they held it in.
See,
my drink was missing.
There is something to be said about, like, Jeff and the ink on the guy's mouth. You can actually identify who it was.
And they're humiliated, too.
I'm pretty proud that we came up with that in high school.
Yeah.
You know what you could do now, just given the number of people in Atlanta who have allergies? I mean, it's not hard to just blow a little pollen dust off your car or leave the window in your house open for a few minutes, and you'll find a nice coating of pollen on your table
nice
or whatever.
Film.
Yep, so just take that yellow-green powder and put it on a sandwich. That person... wheezing for a month.
Hey, Lewis, good morning. You're on all the hits Q100.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Like you said, working in a body shop, and I had a guy that I suspected was taking my lunch. So I figured I got fed up. So what I did one morning was I laced it with X-Lax to see what would happen.
There you go.
And he fell for it, and he spent a good afternoon and ended up going home because he was wondering what was going on to him.
Did you know who it was before you put the X-Lax in there?
I had an idea, but I wasn't 100% sure.
That confirmed it.
Yeah, confirmed it.
Yeah. But then everybody else knew also what I had done. Once I saw him running back and forth, we said, okay, I found him.
That's so fulfilling.
Oh.
So fulfilling.
That's great.
Hey, Wayne, you'll be the last call. What's up?
Hey, man, I work for H.H. Gregg, and in our break room, that's the only place that we don't have video cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So I took one of our camcorders off display and hid it up in the locker, and this guy, sack of crap, kept taking my chocolate milk every morning.
Nice.
Anyway, I hocked a big loogie in it, recorded it, and then went back and plugged it into one of the receivers, and we played it on all the plasmas and all the big screens throughout the entire store. So everybody could see what this sack of crap was doing.
No. Dude, you were really upset about the chocolate milk, aren't you?
Man, I was pissed, dude.
Day after day.
Starts to grate after you on a while.
You know, and I'm pretty proud of that guy for calling up with that boldness because I, as an adult, love chocolate milk, but am embarrassed to order it. I've been out to breakfast before and been like, and I'll have an orange juice. Chocolate milk!
Hey, The Burt Show.